Hello everyone, welcome to the Financial Buffet Podcast, where we learn and learn and relearn in pursuit of your financial freedom. In this podcast, we demystify and hold conversations around investments. I'm your host, Lynette Musisi.
And Wangeshi Kihara.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Financial Buffet Podcast. Lynette and I are excited to be back for this episode. We are in episode 11. Yay! Welcome. Yeah. Today we'll be going through the differences or the questions you need to ask your financial advisor.
Yeah.
Lynette and I happen to be in this field, so we are very excited about this discussion.
Yeah. So there are so many questions you should ask your financial advisor before actually taking up the product. So we're going to discuss a few, and we hope that this question may help you when you're actually approached by a financial advisor. The first question you can ask your financial advisor is, what is your specialization? Because you find that different financial advisors specialize in different fields. There are those who specialize in investments, there are those who specialize in insurance, there are those who specialize in retirement, right?
Yeah. Sorry, maybe we'd have started by giving you a definition of who a financial advisor is. So
okay,
a financial advisor is somebody who makes your money work. Mm-hmm. But now the secret is a financial advisor is attached to a certain skill set, if I may say so. How Lynette has described it. They're either in insurance, they're either in investments, they're either in retirement, or they're either in stocks.
Mm-hmm.
So even as we go through the questions, it's good for you, for our listeners to have a mental picture. For example, if it's your financial advisor in insurance, the kind of questions that you should ask.
Yes. So the next question you can ask them is, are you an independent financial advisor or are you employed? There's a big difference between being independent and being employed. Because when you approach a financial advisor who's employed, that means they're linked at a certain company. So even if they are any products which are aligned to the company which they work for, as compared to an independent financial advisor, they're not linked to any company. So they'll actually go out there and search for a product which actually meets your needs.
Yes. Yeah. It's actually very good for us to be honest, because even the independent, personally, I'm attached to a company, but it's also good to note even the independent financial advisors, majority of us are paid by a commission, right?
Yeah.
So true. It does not necessarily mean because someone is independent that they're going to take you to the best solution for your problem.
Yeah.
I'll hear why. Knowing the person you're dealing with is very important. Their values are very important. For example, Lynette and I are attached to a company, and we've said over and over again, our goal is to make sure that we meet our client's goal. If the company that I'm working for does not offer the solution that you have, I should be in a position to refer you to where your goal will be met.
Sure.
So I think the difference here would be attached to a company or independent. Both have the pros and cons. It's for you as a client to identify which one suits you best.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So the next one can be, the next question you can ask your financial advisor is, what are your professional qualifications? So with that, you can be able to also gauge how equipped this person is in terms of knowledge base and all that. Before you actually take up the product with them or take up the financial advisory with them. So you're supposed also to go ahead and ask yourself, can I see your qualifications? You know, because there are so many people out here who are financial advisors, but they don't have that qualification to actually know the knowledge on the product. Yeah, because someone who has knowledge on the product or has a certification on maybe, let's say, wealth management and investment, will actually guide you through and not only sell you the product, they will also even inform you so much about the product that you don't actually know. So it will be like a teaching thing. They'll actually teach you.
And you know, I can't actually wait for that day in Kenya where we actually consider things very important. For example, why is it that most companies that do accounting and audit look for CPAs? It's because CPAs have that professional knowledge in that field, right?
Yeah.
So also when it comes to financial advisory and financial planning, we are not talking about academic qualifications.
Yeah.
I tend to have a pull towards professional qualifications because I have the experience of how many hours it takes to finish these papers. They require a lot of energy. And when we mean professional qualifications, we're talking about people who've done CFP, Certified Financial Planners, CFAs, CPAs, CIFAs in Kenya, CCs in Kenya. Professional papers tend to push the person reading them out of your comfort zone. So that's why I think it's a very important question to ask your financial advisor.
That's true.
Yeah. This is also something we were discussing.
Oh, yeah.
This is something you should ask your financial advisor. So I'm here advising you to invest in the money markets, for example.
Yeah.
You as an investor should ask me, have you invested? Because why am I selling to you what I cannot buy myself?
True.
If I'm selling you an insurance product and I haven't invested in it myself, there is a gap. Because I need to be selling something there's something I genuinely believe works and solves a problem. So you need to ask you, have you invested in this yourself? And if you have, what has been your experience?
That's true.
Yeah. The other question would be, why did you choose financial advisory or financial planning? And I know people will think, hey, it's Kenya, you shouldn't ask such intrusive questions.
You should ask.
Yeah, it's
because
about your investments.
I can allude to this question.
Okay.
Before, when I used to take up insurance, medical insurance, I used to be that person who used to just go, and I used to have a insurance agent, or is it a financial advisor who was based in insurance. Like, I remember my last two insurance, I kept on, you know, those people who hop from one insurance
to
company
another.
To another. I used to be those people. Any this year, Imisha, I'm like, no, nenda kwa ingine. So until the hospital I usually go to, the accountant was very frank with me. As in, he was like, "Hey, na wewe, yani unashindanga shindanga tu uki haustik kwa moja." So he asked me, "Kwani, what is the problem?" You know. So I told him, "This one, the one for last time, was not providing for me this and this and this service." Then he's like, "Okay, so why did you move?" Then he's like, "This one is not providing for me this and this service." So he asked me one question: "Do you actually communicate what you want?" I was like, "No." The insurance advisor usually tells me, this is the insurance product that is recommended for your age, you know. But even I remember, I used to pay for maternity, you know. Okay, I was not planning on getting pregnant. I used to pay for maternity, you know. So I remember, now that's now when I found my current insurance agent. And I remember now when we were going through it, because of my policy, she was like, "Hey, so why are you paying for maternity?" And I was like, "I don't know. It just came in the package, you know. That's what my previous insurance financial advisor had told me." And she was like, "Hey, was this person really genuine?" And she elaborated so many things, I think, which these days when someone comes and tells me, "Okay, you need, like, I'm a financial advisor selling you this, I actually go ahead and ask, "Are you really passionate? As in, I usually have this question: are you just closing a sale, or are you going to help me solve my problems, you know?" And I think that one actually takes someone aback, and then they actually know, this one is a tough one. I've made those mistakes before. When I remember I used to go and do that thing called copayment, where you go again and you pay again to go visit a hospital, and you're like, "I've just paid my insurance. Why am I paying again to visit a hospital?" So it was a whole roller coaster. But then I came and realized that was my fault.
You hadn't taken time to ask the real questions. It's always good to hear and learn, actually. I've actually shocked. This is the first time I've heard that you can actually separate, be very definite about what you want covered in your medical insurance. I've always thought if you pay for, and you told it has outpatient, inpatient, maternity. I've always thought they have to be there. I didn't know you can specialize and tell them, "No, I don't want maternity cover, I want."
And I just used to pay because I'm like, it's there, so you have to pay all of them. And that person, you know, at the end of the day, the person is getting a commission. I know the commission will be high because your premium is high.
So the next one other question that we can ask our financial advisors is, What is your financial philosophy and where have you invested your funds? So I had a client who asked me this question and it caught me off guard because I actually sat down later and thought, if someone is trusting 40, 50 million of their money with you, or even say that 5 million, 10 million, if you don't share the same financial philosophy with these clients in terms of investing, why should they trust you with such responsibility? So it's very good for you to understand, is a person giving you this financial advice, do they preach, do they just preach, or do they also preach and take action, you know?
Yeah, true.
So I think it's also a very important question. These are questions that most people ask a lot. What's the tax implication? Who is your custodian? Who is your trustee? Who regulates your market? For example, insurance are under IRA, Insurance Regulatory Authority. Pensions are under Retirement Benefits Authority. Money markets are under Collective Investment Funds by the CMA. So these are questions most people will ask about, and it's important for you to know.
Yeah, true. I think this is Kwanza the most important question to ask before you actually even continue with the discussion is who is the regulator? Because I've been seeing there are some pyramid schemes, you know?
Yeah.
Someone coming to tell you, oh, invest your money in this. And then you, this is the most important question to ask, who is your regulator? You go the step ahead further and tell, and if they tell you there is this product offered by this company, since in this, on the websites of these regulators, you can actually see the licensed products, you know, so that if anything goes wrong, you can go to them and ask them, I bought this from this person and they said they're under this company and I can see it's actually listed as a licensed company under your website. Yeah. So what can and this has happened,
So I think, unless Lynette, you have something to add, I think we've captured most of what you'd like your financial advisor, our listeners to ask a financial advisor. But I would recommend ask as many questions as you can.
You should ask all those questions. Any question that crosses your mind, you can also ask, how are we going to be communicating? Maybe as a person who doesn't respond to emails, you know? So you'll be like, me, I don't respond to emails. Please even follow up with a phone call, you know?
Yeah.
And all that. Like, what is your preferred mode of communication? How frequently do you want us to be holding these meetings to see if it's actually making progress or not?
I've actually had a thought. It's also very important to set the expectations. Because if you're the kind of person who you don't wish to have so much communication with your financial advisor, or you're the kind that would prefer frequent communication, it's good to set the expectations at the beginning of that interaction or relationship.
Yeah,
it's
true.
A fair relationship,
You're building.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'd like to thank all our listeners. We'll be posting information and any updates on our Instagram page. You can follow us at the Financial Buffet Podcast. In case you have any burning topic or something that you'd wish for us to discuss, or also you'd like to join us in one of our conversations in the future, you can send us an email. Other than that, a lot of love. Thank you for the support, and we look forward to future episodes.